You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1%. That's about how much the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained yesterday. The S&P 500 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite both inched up higher as well. Yesterday's close marked good news for investors, one day after the market experienced a tech-driven sell-off. Rising bond yields have hit tech stocks, a Barron's report explains, and if yields climb, future profits for the companies behind them are not as valuable. Of the big tech stocks, Facebook shares gained more than 2% yesterday, the same day a whistleblower testified before a U.S. Senate subcommittee about the company. Facebook, which disputed much of the whistleblower's testimony, is also coming off the heels of a large service outage which affected Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp on Monday. The next number up is 31%. That's how much General Motors stock is up so far this year. And yesterday, shares closed up almost 1%, the same day the company announced that it is building a new battery facility on the campus of its Global Technical Center in eastern Michigan. GM says the building, dubbed the Wallace Battery Cell Innovation Center, is expected to be finished in the middle of next year, as GM works to boost its production of electric vehicles. The company said the new facility would help them to, quote, accelerate new technologies like lithium metal, silicon, and solid-state batteries, along with production methods that can quickly be deployed at battery cell manufacturing plants, end quote. Our last number is 73%. That's how effective the vaccine created by Pfizer and its partner BioNTech was against preventing COVID-19 infections among fully vaccinated people during a six-month study funded by Pfizer, the results of which were published Monday in The Lancet. During the course of the study, the vaccine was also found to be 90% effective at preventing hospitalizations in these individuals. However, the study showed that protection against COVID-19 infections gradually reduced, while protection against hospitalizations stayed consistent. Pfizer stock wasn't too affected by the news, though, with shares staying relatively flat. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.